Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. Go round number five. Look like Canada night at the NFR. Two times Canadian steer wrestling champ Curtis Cassidy finally had everything go just right. The big bulldogger from Denali, Alberta was at the top of his game, stopping the clock with a sizzling time of a 3-3. After running a long 17 on Sunday night, the 36-year-old veteran was thrilled with the turnaround.
Feels great to win a go-around. It's an awesome feeling, and yeah, I had a great steer, great start, my horse worked great. I was in the depths of despair last night, and now I'm back on top of the mountain.
Still with timed events, grabbing first place money and $19,000 in the calf roping event with Seymour, Texas timed event specialist Adam Gray, who wrapped and tied his draw in an amazing 7.3 seconds on the ground. Round five in the barrel racing went to Michelle McLeod, the Whitesboro, Texas cowgirl, burning up the infield with a nice clean 13.66 seconds run. And the team roping action was a combination of Coleman Proctor, who hails from Pryor, Oklahoma, and Jake Long out of Coffeyville, Kansas, putting their talents on the line and a solid 4.1 second run. Two Canadians qualified for the riding events this year and both made trips to the pay window on a Monday night. After a disappointing result on Sunday evening, veteran saddle bronc rider Dustin Flunder rebounded with a good-looking 82.5-point ride aboard Cool Toddy from the Big Bend Rodeo Company. That gave the 34-year-old bronc rider from Pincher Creek, Alberta, fifth place on the night, and a check for $4,903. Go round number five was won by Wade Sundell of Boxholm, Iowa, an 87-point ride and his second victory this week here at the NFR. In the bareback riding, Airdrie, Alberta's Jake Vold is 5-for-5. As we reach the midpoint of the 2014 World Championships, Vold covered Storm Cloud from the Stath Smith Rodeo Company and a very classy-looking 84-point ride. That moves the current Canadian champion into third place in the NFR average standings, while he remains 11th overall in the world standings. Monday night's bareback round, won by Richmond champion, the Woodlands, Texas rider, was a whopping 88.5 points to grab first place money of $19,002. No Canadians in bull riding this year, where six cowboys managed to stick for the 8-second whistle. Topping the field of qualified rides was Joe Frost out of Randlett, Utah. The three-event cowboy scored a big 89 aboard Corey and Lange's Bottle Rocket. Five more rounds of NFR action yet to come, with go round number six slated for tonight here at the Thomas & Mack Arena. At the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.